That's right. Rentfree1310@gmail.com if you want to add. And thanks to all the P1s who have flooded the inbox with a bunch of good stuff.
Yeah.
Including P1 Chris, who emails last week and says, "Good afternoon, Sweet Spot. I'm watching the Cowboys Netflix show, and this Saturday Night Live skit lives rent-free every time Troy Aikman comes on the screen. So this is back when Zac Efron was the host on SNL, and they were doing a, I guess, a bit on High School Musical, which, of course, Zac Efron was right. in, and his character of Troy Bolton. Well, Troy Bolton went off to college for a year and came back to talk to the next graduating class at their commencement, and he talked about how the reality they live in High School Musical is nothing like the real world.
Yeah, they're not doing musicals every day in the real world.
Nobody sings. There's no choreography. And he says every time he sees Troy on the screen, Kenan Thompson saying the name Troy echoes in Chris's head. So here's a little snippet from that sketch.
Please welcome to the stage East High's favorite son. He graduated last year, and now he's back from his first year of college, Troy Bolton.
Oh, my God, Troy's back!
Troy's back.
He's so
suffering from a Troy attack.
Please stop. Stop the music. Thank you. Hello. My name is Troy Bolton.
I would love it if, before the Troy Aikman show,
Troy's back.
Tyler would fire that off just to see if Troy has any idea.
Troy's back.
That'd be funny. Just on Monday Night Football when Joe introduces Troy, they just play that every week.
And honestly, it's about a 5.5 minute sketch. Pretty funny.
I've never seen it, but the premise sounds good.
Pretty good.
Is it a newer one or young Zac Efron?
I want to say
puffy looking Zac Efron.
Honestly, within the last few seasons, I want to say.
Okay.
All right, let's go to P1 Kelly, who says, "Hi, Sweet Spot. P1 Day 1, Hour 1 Kelly here. The Musers had a discussion a few years ago about how Garth Brooks fakes humility. They shared a story that when he was on a TV show on his birthday, the host acknowledged his birthday, and he replied, 'Thank you for knowing that.' Well, since that wonderful morning, whenever my beautiful wife tells me that I look good, I always respond with, 'Thank you for knowing that.' She has never questioned me about my response. I honestly think she's just given up. Between my adult sons and I dropping Ticket, Step Brothers, The Jerk, and Dumb and Dumber lines, she just smiles and pretends she's following right along with the conversation. Please pray for her. She has nothing but sons and grandsons. I really enjoy your show. And Monty, you are really talented. P1 Kelly. So
Yeah, I just wonder how many P1 spouses or spouses of the P1s out there where they're just constantly dropping Ticket shtick and they're like, okay, it's been 30 years. You're still doing this.
And
keep doing it.
And Jenny,
she
doesn't listen like she used to because she's working in the middle of the day. So she'll listen sometimes, but before I leave the house sometimes, she's teaching class because she teaches online, and she'll use the term wheels off quite a bit, and she'll use it to her kids when something is really askew, just like, oh, this is pretty wheels off.
I think that's one that's made it more mainstream.
Maybe so.
Like, and it's something you can say that it would make sense. Like, yeah, if this is just completely wheels off today, it's like, okay, that doesn't feel like a saying that started at the Ticket or that. But yeah, I feel like it's kind of made its way over. Maybe Vaginal Slice Born can be the next one.
The SBB. Yeah. Well, you never know. Let's go to a lady P1.
All right.
Kristen. P1 Kristen says, "Good afternoon, gentlemen leaders. This segment has been quite fun to listen to these past months, mainly because so much of the P1 submissions live rent-free in my head as well. One item that has lived rent-free in my head for over a decade has come to mind while watching America's Team and seeing so much old video from Dale Hansen. I've been listening long enough to remember when Dale had a small window on the Ticket once upon a time. He did a one-hour show, which cut into Bob and Dan's time." She says, "That drop lives rent-free. What are you walking out? The Dan screamed at Hansen. My husband and I, whenever we're having a verbal altercation, when he walks out of the room, I yell, 'What are you walking out?' That lives rent-free. An old vestige from the bad radio days. It makes myself laugh, much like 'Why are you yelling?' which also lives rent-free in my head. Thank you for what you do to your bodies. P1 Kristen." And of course, if you don't know what we're talking about, this was when Dale and Dan got into it. And this was one of the all-time fights here on KTCK.
How many owners in the NFL have won three Super Bowls
right now?
Again, I live in Dallas, Texas. I cover the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
I don't sit here and say, hey, in 92, you were really good, so anything you want to do now is fine with me. I don't do that.
I'm not saying I'm not saying he's not a crappy GM or that he doesn't make outlandish decisions or that you can't question anything.
No, you said you can't question it.
He's a great owner because his bottom line is winning. No matter what.
Get your damn pom-pom before you poke me in the eye.
I don't understand what you're saying.
This is also what you fall back on.
I'm not even a Cowboy fan. I don't have a pom-pom.
He fires.
I wish my owner was half as passionate as Jerry Jones. What, are you walking out?
Shut up. This is your problem.
You don't like Mark Cuban because he wants to talk as much as you do. Now you're yelling at me to shut up because I'm trying to have a sports argument with you and I don't agree with you. And you can't hang up on me. This is the Dale Big Ego coming out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow.
Shut up. It's just like right afterwards.
Yeah.
It feels like that was part of a scripted drama.
Well, shut up.
Shut up.
Oh, the anger.
Walking out?
I love seeing Dale on there, too. And just hearing his voice, because I'll just do the wobbity wobbity wobbity. I'll start doing fake Dale.
I like tag team partner Bob. He's like, oh, this is what you always fall back on. See?
Bob just kind of in the corner.
Right. Oh, good stuff. All
awesome.
Right, let's go to P1 David from Wichita Falls. He goes, dearest of sweets, my wife and I stayed at a really nice hotel this weekend for a special getaway trip.
Nice.
I asked her what she wanted to do for breakfast in the morning, and she says, doesn't the hotel have a free breakfast? I explained to her that fancier hotels don't have free continental breakfast. My exact quote was, the cheap hotels and the really expensive hotels don't have free breakfast. To get the continental breakfast, you've got to find the sweet spot. That joke was only funny to me, but I couldn't help myself. Thank you for all you do to your bodies, David. And I like the continental breakfast whenever I'm at a spot that has it. I will take full advantage.
As a kid, that was the best thing. Yes. It's like, we get free breakfast, and it's a buffet, and it's anything.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Arkansas, get an Arkansas-shaped waffle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You can get waffles. You can get bacon, sausage, if there's any left.
Sometimes. It's the only time I eat breakfast.
They have the cereal.
Three thimbles full of Frosted Flakes in that little box. Yeah.
Either the little box, or if they're fancy, they might have the tower that you can
turn the little thing.
Yeah,
and the Fruit Loops pop out.
Get the Fruit Loops.
Yeah. Such. Oh,
steal a bunch of yogurts.
And the tiny little bowl. Oh,
yeah,
that was the,
as a kid,
the absolute best.
You're an idiot as a kid. You'll just go for the Fruit Loops or whatever cereal you have because
you're still
like,
do that.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Well, yeah, that tracks.
This is why Ham goes on vacation, to get free Fruit Loops.
But if you get the omelet bar, there's nothing better than an omelet bar.
So you've
they
done
have
the,
that at continental breakfast?
Sometimes. It depends. I mean, I don't know if that's like full continental, like
what do they call
true
it,
definition.
What do they call it, continental breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you've seen the Key and Peele skit.
Because we live on continents? I have no idea.
North American. You can
well,
get
if
some,
the lady running is kind of some bitchy, then it's a something else.
And then
Or a lot of times, there's just nobody working there. It's just in the lobby, and okay, here's food. Yeah. I'm just going to eat whatever I want. Nobody's cleaning up.
They put out
nobody's
pastries,
checking in. Like, you can just walk into the motel lobby.
It's like Lord of the Flies.
Just absolute best.
It's called a continental breakfast. The name originated in 19th century England to describe the lighter, simpler breakfast foods common on the continent of mainland Europe.
Okay.
Learn something new every day. They could just call it a European breakfast.
And I had it during COVID when, like in 2020.
You had a continental breakfast?
During COVID. So they would not put everything out. You had to go to like a room and just tell the lady what you wanted.
That sounds pretty beaten.
And she would make a plate for you and then bring it to you and you could take it back to your room. And this lady, I told her I just wanted eggs and sausage. And she brought me back a plate covered with eggs.
Okay.
You couldn't see a single speck on the plate.
You're talking
it was all eggs.
Scrambled or?
Just scrambled, powdered near eggs. And then another plate with 3,000 sausage links on it.
Sounds like you had yourself a good day.
She thought I was training with Michael Phelps for the Olympics.
What about
she gave me so much food.
No, I'm not The Rock. I don't need all of this.
Sounds pretty kick-ass, though.
It does.
I would take that. All right, finally, let's go to P1 from Philadelphia, known as Bill, or William, or Willie. He says, greetings, sweet spot. I'm almost surprised this hasn't found its way onto rent-free yet, but maybe I'm the only punk rock dinosaur who's a sweet spot P1. There's a classic Bad Religion song from 1981 called Do What You Want, the definitive version of which, to me, is a live recording that appears on the 1995 compilation album called All Ages. And this, of course, is just a snippet from that song. It's only like a minute, and it's a quick punk song, and I had to do some editing here, but this is how it goes. And you've probably heard this guitar riff before.
I do what you want, but don't you love me? I know there's anticipation, great apathy. I'll sit on my ass all goddamn day. I'll miss everything and boy, but nothing to say. What you must do all you can. Break all the rules and go to hell with Superman and die like a champion. Yeah, hey.
So he says, every time I hear the drop of McLaren's inane on-air tantrum from earlier this year, the tiny jukebox in my head is cues this right up. It does need to be edited, so I went ahead and did that. So thank you, P1 Bill from Philadelphia.
Okay, I like that. I'm trying to place that song. It's been in something.
It wasn't Tony Hawk, right?
I don't think it was in Tony Hawk. Maybe what was the BMX game?
It does sound like
that time. It does sound very Tony Hawk, but I don't think it was in there. But yeah, I've heard it somewhere before.
And of course, this is, we had one fight from yesteryear with Dan and Dale, and this was more recently with McLaren and his producer Travis, and
it got hot
tension.
Usually there are no words. A dog will walk up and go to town. That's it. That's all they have to do. Man, aren't you lucky that we as humans don't do that?
Yeah, we don't just
snap. No, that'd be kind of awesome if we did.
No,
where you didn't
wouldn't.
Have to like go through all the process of that.
Highly illegal.
Lucky.
It's not awesome.
Not lucky.
Yes, it is. If that was the way it worked, it would not be highly illegal. You're thinking of like
no, that's
how it
true.
Is now.
But
I'm
it
talking
would,
about if that's the way that it worked.
But it's weird if you're just walking down the street.
Yeah, we're highly
and then you
evolved
see someone
for
and you just sniff an attack.
That's the, not cool.
Well, it's not cool because it's not a part of the kingdom.
Right. So is it? So every other animal species can do it.
Okay, well, then you go in the ocean and let a dolphin have its way with you and be like, this is really cool.
Yeah,
it's natural.
Yes. If
I was a dolphin.
If it was a dolphin.
This is the dumbest fight. Don't like it either.
Okay. Now you're just being ridiculous.
So yeah,
you're
for the
sake
of ridiculous.
Well, you are for the sake of being ridiculous for no reason.
Yeah, standing up and saying that.
So
you,
okay,
ridiculous.
So never mind, Travis. Since you don't get it, then obviously we're wrong.
So, hang on.
Okay,
hang on.
Is that not the usual?
So, do you think female dogs are really?
Oh, he turned his mic off. He's
doing what you want.
Okay. How about I turn my mic off and you guys can do your show? What happened?
That's everyone.
Why is he so mad at me?
Sniff and repeat. It's 10:48. That's the news. We'll come back. We'll talk
what
a little
bit.
Man, I haven't heard the context in a while, and that was a day. I'm glad we got a good drop out of it, and everybody's cool
there's
now.
There's a lot in there.
But my God. Is that the dumbest fight we've had at the station?
There. It's up there.
It's over animals having sex. Like, we've played two great fights in this segment. One was about Jerry Jones and very good sports argument, and one was about just dumb animal stuff. And they were mad.
But it's all part of the tapestry that is
the
ticket.
Right, it's what bros fight about.
2:34 here on The Sweet Spot. Again, rentfree 1310 at Gmail. If you have something that's rattling around your brain, share with us. We'll talk about it on this radio station.